Here we are in the world famous, is it world famous, Vanessa?
I think so, yep. Should be by now. 30 odd years.
30 years in the business. So, Vanessa, how long have you been in Affleck's Palace?
Since 1981.
Could you describe the scene in Affleck's Palace in 1981?
In 1981, it wasn't quite as commercialised as it looks now. It was mainly sort of really tiny units. Some people had tables. Some people just come for the day and sold on the tables. And it was just more like a rundown market.
I seem to remember, I don't think it was you, someone told me that actually people used to sell stuff off ping pong tables.
Yeah, it was like sort of decorator tables, the sort of thing you'd get like at a car boot.
And so what is the enduring appeal of Affleck's Palace? I mean, it's a kind of youth fashion orientated, is it? I kind of describe it as a place where all the latest popular culture is. What would you say it was?
Yeah, I think it's sort of, it's because it's so different, you can get anything here, all the latest styles. It's just evolved from the 80s because all the bands used to hang out. Like a lot of quite famous people now used to come in here back in the 80s.
Who springs to mind? Who used to? You can't remember any of them now, can you? It was the 80s. Go on, you must pluck one out of the air.
Where you had the Stone Roses, Happy Mondays, even before that, Mark Kermode?
Oh, yeah.
He shot here.
Yeah.
Who else is it?
Gary Glitter,
oh yeah, I think we best not mention him.
He did though, didn't he? Used to come in quite often, Gary Glitter.
Yeah. I mean, we've had Paul Weller in, we've had Blondie in, Take That always used to come in, they still do.
I remember actually, because I used to have a little shop here as well, being so spectacularly unhip that people would come in and buy something and then loads of people would rush in and go, how were they? How were they? What were they like? And I'm going, I don't even know who you were talking about, and it'd be James or whoever. I was so out of date playing me Frank Sinatra records.
Yeah, I think same here.
So I seem to remember in my years in Affleck's, which was late 80s, early 90s, there was quite a big social life attached to being a stallholder in Affleck's Palace, and there was before that. Where were the popular drinking haunts for the post-Affleck's kind of work, post-Affleck's workers?
Oh, it was all like Hacienda, Jai Bar, Venue, Yellow, Boardwalk.
Do you remember, we used to have Christmas parties. I seem to remember I organised one of them once and it all went a bit horribly wrong. Do you remember we had a Christmas party that was meant to be in some venue, but when we got there it was double booked with some 16 year olds from Preston, and we ended up in that kind of underground gay club, one with all the chains and the things.
Oh god, I remember that. Was it round near the old fire station?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah,
yeah,
what was that
I do
called?
Remember that.
Chains or something, or
I can't remember.
Anyway, that was my fault. I apologise for that.
I think it was a good party, though, in the end, wasn't it?
No, it's
Didn't
always
we just
good...
have to keep out of the basement or something?
I think it was just it was a certain area that we were meant to be in the States. That's what I remember. That was a good club. But, yeah, we ended up in Rockies. Was it Rockies?
Rockies?
Yeah, it was Rockies.
Could have been something like... It was over the road, wasn't it, from the old fire station.
Yeah. And what would you say it's like now in 2012 being in Affleck's? Is it the same kind of feel? Is it the same social life? Does everyone still go out?
Not really. I think in those days it wasn't as business orientated as it is today. And now I think it's like quite a lot of people are that busy with the business. It's pretty laid back in those days. So I think probably people really don't have time to socialise. But, I mean, we do still get together at, like, Christmas and all go for a drink and, you know. So there's probably little groups of people still go out together.
And finally, just in a... Certainly in the 80s, the rest of the Northern Quarter was pretty empty, wasn't it? It was quite... This was kind of an oasis and pretty much a sort of rundown vacuum. Do you think that the overall development of the Northern Quarter has helped Affleck's, or do you think is Affleck's still the keystone to it?
I think there was nothing, was there? then Afflix was the start of it all. I don't think people in the Northern Quarter think that now, because they come along and they sort of like claim that as their little bit. But at the, you know, that's all. It was just Afflix, and then Richard got his shop, and it's just sort of evolved from there.
So you mean the pop boutique vintage clothing thing up Oldham Street?
Richard Free.
And that was the kind of spread.
Because that was all there was. There was that. You know, there was not all the other restaurants and everything you've got around there. It was just derelict, wasn't it?
A better place for it, do you think, now? A better place now?
Well, personally, I mean, I'm back in Afflix because it was hard for me out there. I think if you've got a bar or club, yeah, it's good. But I think retail, it's a bit hard to do retail outside of here.
Great. Thank you, Vanessa. And just final thing, what special moments did we share in the late 80s, early 90s? Where did we spend every Sunday morning, Vanessa? Just tell the listening public.
In the back of Michael's van.
Say no more. Thank you.